When it comes to Kiddush on Shavuot morning, you want to have cheesecake for Kiddush. There are three valuable halakhas to know. One is Brocha Rishona. What Brocha Rishona do you make? Do you make a Shahakal because of cheese? Or do you make a Mazonis because of the Mazonis, the cake? Or maybe both? So when it comes to cheesecake, it totally depends on what the recipe is. If the recipe tells you to bake the cheese together with the cake, then you only make a Mazonis. The baking halachically combines the two, and you only make a mazonis on the base. Let me just explain that although the cake is a minority and the cheese is the majority, it's only a very thin layer of cake, you still make a mazonis, because wherever there's a mazonis on site, even if it's a minority, the whole thing becomes a mazonis. We typically know this when it comes to cereal, when it comes to breakfast, and you like to have shreddies, which is mazonis. But if mostly you like to add cornflakes, which is our adama, you only make a mazonis on the shreddies. And you don't make any bracha on the cornflakes. Because where there's a mixture and there's a mazonis there, you always make the bracha on the mazonis. So too, when it comes to your cheesecake, which is baked together, then the whole thing becomes a mazonis. Now, some recipes, very few, but some recipes tell you not to bake the cheese together, but rather place cheese over cake. Now, when this is the case, that they're actually not baked together, then you make two brachas, a mazonis on the cake and a shahakal on the cheese. Because they lie independently, the cheese is over the cake. It's not a mixture. And as well, there was no baking that combined the two. Then you make two separate brachas. But as I said before, most recipes will tell you to bake the cheese together with the cake, in which case the whole thing becomes just one bracha, Boirei Mina Mazonis. So usually you're just making Boirei Mina Mazonis on the cheesecake. Halacha number two is Brocha Achreina. So you've had your cheesecake, and now you want to know what Brocha Achreina to make. A lot of people will be making Ala Mechia, but it's incorrect, because you haven't had a kezayis of cake. Because the cake is usually so thin, you'll end up only having less than a kezayis of cake, and mostly cheese, in which case you only make a Boirei Nefoshes, and you do not make ala mechia on cheesecake. So in most cases, when you go and have a piece of cheesecake, you'll be making a Boirei Mina Mazonis as a Brocha Rishona, and a Boirei Nefoshes as a Brocha Achreina. It's a very interesting scenario. Make a Boirei Mina Mazonis as a first Brocha, and followed by a Boirei Nefoshes. The third halacha to know is, because most times you're not making ala mechia, it's worth taking into account, if all you're having for Kiddush is just cheesecake, then it's a bit of a problem, because we know there's a halacha, Kiddush has to be followed by a meal. Either you have a proper meal after Kiddush, or at least you have a kezayis of cake after Kiddush. You go to a Kiddush Shabbos morning, you'd have to have a kezayis of cake of mazonis. Now, if all you're having is cheesecake, whereby you're not even making ala mechia, you haven't had a kezayis of cake, then you will not be fulfilling the inyan of Kiddush b'makom seuda, which requires you to have at least a kezayis of cake. What you're having is really a kezayis of cheese. And therefore, a person should see to it that if all you're having is cheesecake, they have to make sure you're also having a kezayis of regular cake in order that you're makayim the din of Kiddush b'makom seuda, that your Kiddush is followed by a meal. If it's not a real meal, at least it's a kezayis of cake. But with cheesecake, you're not usually having a kezayis of just the base, of just the cake. Therefore, it's very important to see to it that you're having a kezayis of other cake when it comes to making a kiddush on cheesecake. So three very important halachas. Number one is, when they're baked together, you only make a mazonis. Number two is, the brocha achreina is most times Boirei Nefoshes. If they're usually a very thin layer, you make a Boirei Nefoshes. And number three is that if all you're having for Kiddush is cheesecake, you're a bit of a problem, and therefore you'd have to make sure you're having a different cake as well to make sure you'll be makayim the din of Kiddush b'makom seuda. Wishing you all a good Shavuos.